We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Welcome aboard. Thanks again to Mel Smith.
Yeah.
Big show coming up this next weekend, December 14th and 15th, Saturday, Sunday, out at the Mount Morris. I want to call it the Mount Morris Expo. It's not the Mount Morris. It's that.
No, it used to be a big antique mall, and then it became Campus Den.
Yeah, and they printed out there. It's a big building.
Oh, yeah, they did shirts and everything, and wonderful. They were real supporters of Tommy's Heart, too.
Yeah.
They donated good all folks. Their computers to Tommy's Heart when it was all done. So
they're going to have a big show out there next weekend. And they're harder to find, these shows. We're going to talk little bit about that and how the changes with Gunsmith Show or Gun Shows.
It's changed us a little bit, too. Remember, we used to broadcast from them all the time, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
There were so many gun shows around, and it's changed.
We'll talk about that here in a moment. This segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
That's right. Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com. That's their website. But you know what? Just get a hold of them by phone. 810-732-7740. I got to tell you, they did my house this week. And I've been waiting for it. And, man, they showed up. And they had a beautiful team of guys there. Just knocked it out. Weather was changing, you know, in this past week. And it was like, oh, man, I hope you guys get it done. They said, oh, no sweat, John. Don't worry about it. Skylight, roof repairs, plywood repairs. I had one side of my roof that was really having problems. And Tri-County Roofing took care of all of it. They'll take care of you, give you that peace of mind that you've been needing and with your roof, because it's a much better feeling when the roof is done.
Yeah.
I had two little spots that were leaking, and I hate doing ceiling repairs.
Oh, yeah.
Me and ladders don't get along that much anymore, you know? New knees and ladders don't work. But anyways, so I'm glad, and I'm like, you know, can you put a new skylight there and a new one there so they can get rid of these roof repairs or ceiling repairs?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyways, got it all done. They did a beautiful job, and I'm so thankful. You can be thankful, too. Get a hold of Tri-County at 810-732-7740, whether it's Bill, Melinda, or Tim you get a hold of. Get them out there. Get on their list. And
they specialize in the commercial buildings and the low pitch, the low slope roofs, but they can do anything for you. And if you have a warehouse or if you have an office
or a commercial
building,
like I've seen some of their beautiful steel
schools.
Work.
Yeah.
They do like a bunch of the banks and credit unions. Yeah. They do real pretty blue metal roofs. Yep. He does all of them for them. So
they'll help you out for sure. Tri-County Roofing of Mid-Michigan sponsor this segment. And we want to keep talking a little bit about, like anything, things are changing. We've talked about the legislation that's changing. There's been some new stuff that's taken effect, new stuff coming potentially. There's still, that's still in the legislature right now.
Yep.
But it's having an impact, too. The shows are changing a little bit, John.
Shows have changed a little bit, and it's been tough. You know, we got through COVID, and that screwed up the shows. They canceled all the shows during COVID. It turned the auction houses nuts because you could go to an auction house and still buy, sell, and trade guns. But we couldn't do it in an open forum like we could before with gun shows. They weren't allowing it here in Michigan. So that was the first kind of knife in the back. And then the venues just became, they closed up. There's a lot of venues that closed. Look what happened to Birch Run. That was one of the biggest gun shows in Michigan. 700 table show, always packed. They were doing them four times a year up there. And heck, we used to broadcast live from those shows. And things started to change. And then the big ones down in Novi, those gun shows down at the Suburban Showcase. Beautiful facility, and these businesses, and I guess maybe even with everything costing a little more, it got more and more and more expensive as well. So to rent these venues, it's made shows like Mel Smith shows pop up and be more lucrative and easier to get in and out of, a little bit smaller, not quite as huge, but then he finds a new venue like this one we're looking at, and I wonder, you know, why didn't
400 table show? That'll be a big one.
That's a big one, yeah. And but they've canceled the Novi, a lot of the Novi shows. They've canceled the what was called the Oakland shows. And I thought it was politics. I really did. But I got schooled this week. I did a lot of digging into it and called all the entities involved. And it ended up kind of being survival of the fittest, Dan. You know how it is. Businesses that don't kind of keep their needle on the record, you know, in a radio sort of way of saying it. They don't keep their needle on the record. They end up with, they end up losing venues. And that's what happened here. They got outsmarted a little bit. And there's a huge show in Oakland County. that we'll find out more about here in the next coming weeks. But there's it's a big one, and there's one down at the old Lakeside Mall, too, that all through with Mel and his crew. It's the same people. Mm. They're working together now, and they're going to put these shows together on a regular basis, and it's driving the old businesses away a little bit. And they're having a tougher time because once you lose your vendors at gun shows, if you don't have those same people coming, you don't have your foundation.
Built-in traffic.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you don't have the foundation that's holding the rest of the show up. So if people come in, they want to spend $10 to walk into a gun show, and you walk in a door and you see seven tables, not 700, that's a uh-oh, you know. And Flint's been kind of the same way. That one at the Dort Event Center, Dort, has really faltered lately. It's I heard somebody say you could shoot skeet in here and not hit anybody. So that kind of tells the tale. When Mel's shows are packed, they're just packed houses. So every table's full, and we're glad to do them. So I think what we're going to find is we're going to see more and more of these good new shows based on the right premise, comfortable to go to, enjoyable to be at, safe, legal shows, and not flea market items. And you're still going to get, you know, our Ducks Unlimited. Matter of fact, the Ducks Unlimited guy, Jim, got a hold of me this morning and said, Johnny, tell me about this gun show. So I sent him a message and told him all about it. He'll be set up there. NRA will be set up there. There'll probably be some politicians. There's going to be some new people actually running for governor here in Michigan that are going to start popping up at these shows. And it's how they grassroot and get to meet people. So usually good folks you meet at them. So now my next question for all of you, because I'm going to stop talking about gun shows right now. My next question for all of you is, how did you make it through Cyber Week? And I mean that because my phone has blown up this past week on deals and just, you know, 50% off and 40% off and free shipping and free delivery and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know if you got hooked or not. Did you buy a new gun this week? Did you or just buy accessories? What did you do? I did a little bit of everything, but that's a kind of a day that ends in Y for me. I do dabble a lot in it. So I bought a lot of accessories, to be honest with you. And there are some real good deals.
That's probably the easiest thing to do because it's hard to advertise even digitally for firearms.
All they usually do is say there's a percentage off, you know, but then you got to dig into their websites to see the prices on the firearms because you can't put the prices on Facebook or they'll shut you down. So Facebook and emails. Emails, I was getting about 90 to 120 a day, every day of deals on guns. And it was from all over. And a lot of it was reloading equipment, too. Reloading, I think, is going to see a resurgence again. You know, because the cost of ammunition it's almost normalized now. The Black Friday deals from last week, some of them stuck around all week long, but here it is another weekend. We're getting close to Christmas. Supply and demand. Deer season's almost over. Still got a month to hunt here in Michigan with guns, so we got to be careful and do it right. But it's not too late to change. Change scopes, change barrels, change magazines, load new bullets, you know, get more primers. I bought gun parts. I bought sights. I bought a extra barrel this week. I'm lots of cool stuff and great prices. I took advantage of it, you know. And I spent a lot of money local too. I mean, I still love Williams Gun Sight and go there, you know, once or twice a week at least, and really enjoy it. And I think they're the reason I got a chance to get out and use their range the day before Thanksgiving, and it made a big difference when I was able to hunt last week. So I'm very thankful. Helped make me a successful Michigan deer hunter.
There you go.
No way, I'm not the buckless youper anymore.
That's right. So, well, you're still the buckless youper.
I'm buckless.
You got a couple of does.
Yeah,
so.
Well, hey.
You filled the freezer, though.
Well, it happens. You know, things happen for a reason. So, but anyways, if you would, just be very, very careful out here. We got a lot more hunting to do, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it in just a minute about what kind of hunting's coming up. But mainly, I want to say this. Go to the GSS.com, check out our sponsors, and like us on Facebook. We're still on Facebook, The Gunsmith Show. And thanks, Dan, for all you do for us here at the radio station.
Oh, we're glad to have you, for sure. In fact, we're coming back. It's The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back right after this.